from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Cakes is back. Bish Bucks, EB, and JP. Yes, all four of us here.
Cakesy.
We've been talking a lot about the Commanders throughout the show. Our training camp coverage is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Of course, tomorrow is cut down day. It's that time of year, too, when everybody's having their fantasy draft. Mm-hmm. Did you see online, you're seeing a lot of these people that do wacky bits to determine draft order?
Yes, correct.
Okay, we've never done that.
Or like punishments for finishing in last place.
There'll be a group of guys who they'll run the 40 together. Right. Whoever is the fastest 40 gets the number one pick, that sort of thing. So Field Yates on ESPN, he's a big fantasy NFL insider slash fantasy football guy.
Yep.
He was on a beach with his boys to determine the fantasy draft order.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how he did it. They seem to have not a tackling dummy. It was like an inflatable.
Right.
And he goes, did you watch this?
I saw the video, yeah.
He went through the inflatable and dislocated his shoulder.
So he landed awkwardly on the sand and suffered a shoulder dislocation.
I
don't know how old Field Yates is, but he's probably
early 30s, maybe?
Probably early to mid 30s. Like, he's acting like he's 18 again.
You should be able, even
if you
at our age at 53, 54, you should be able to tackle an inflatable dummy and not separate your shoulder.
You would think, but if you land the wrong way, awkwardly on your shoulder, your body's going to give way. You know what? He's fragile.
Does he get the last pick? Does he get like number 12?
I would dock him with the last pick. If you dislocate your shoulder doing a bit for draft order, you probably draw the last pick at that point.
But the odds of that happening.
He can't just be like everybody else and do the Yahoo 30-minute before the draft.
He's struggling. Randomizer.
You're watching for the first time, Jason. What are your impressions?
What's up with his buddy with the long hair and the tats all down his left side of his chest?
He was at Valdez's funeral.
Yeah, right. He's struggling
right there. That bouncer would throw him out with the quickness.
Cakes is actually doing a draft for me this weekend.
I am. I'm sitting in as his proxy.
That's
bizarre.
Isn't that the most fun part? It's actually not that bizarre.
I
was supposed to do a draft yesterday, but I had to go finish the tournament at MGM. Uh-huh. So our guy Zach Kruger sat in for me for one of my drafts.
That's an upgrade.
That's shrewd move.
Of course, I'm a shrewd guy.
The guy set the commissioner.
Maybe you should fire Cakes and get Zach to do it.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
The commissioner set the draft date at Saturday at 3:00.
Right.
And I'm going to be at the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game.
You'll be getting a bad sunburn at that football game.
Dying and
finally taking the life to Nashville.
Finally. So, I mean, I tried to tell him I'm not going to be in town. He said, sorry. And I said, all right, well, Cakes is my GM.
I can sit in for you.
And I'll blame him if I finish 6-8.
I can take over the captain's chair. It's not a problem. I hope you like the team I draft for
I
you.
I hope I do, too.
We'll see how that works out.
Are you going to give him parameters where you're at least going to say, hey, no, I prioritize running backs
I'm
going to
give him the rules.
Ricky, all I need are the league settings and a few like cheat sheets from Dave Richard, and I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah. I let my college fantasy draft be completely auto-drafted because I had a couple of conflicts. And I just realized
that too.
I don't think I won it, but one year in college fantasy, I had Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
Well, that's a pretty good one-two
bomb team.
Punch.
I think we lost in the championship.
Yeah.
Neither of them were drafted.
Right.
Think about that. Neither of them were drafted because so much changes in college fantasy to me. Yeah, draft can be important, but it's about those pickups.
Yep. You got to stay on top of injuries.
That's how it is, I think, in pro.
My quarterback.
In pros, you can.
My quarterback.
If guys get hurt in the pros, you know it because it'll be a big story.
Right.
Or you'll see it on the headline. But in college, I mean, if your guy from Toledo gets hurt, you ain't going to know that unless you watch the game.
I'll give you $20 if you can just tell me where the quarterback, I'll give you his name. The starting quarterback for my college fantasy league. His name is Jordan McLeod. What college team does he play for? $20, a freebie. You can't get it. Drab knows it.
Kansas State, Cakes. Guess him.
You know me. Do I get?
No, you don't get it. Him.
He doesn't know.
Texas State, Rick.
Texas State.
I didn't even know that was a school.
That's what I'm saying. You think I drafted this team? I went on autopilot, got drafted.
Is he silly?
I don't know anything about him. I hope he's silly.
He hopes he is.
I hope he's good. How would I know?
Yeah.
I don't know any of these guys. I know one guy on my team, Luther Burden, silly from Mizzou.
Jordan McLeod was JMU's quarterback last year. He was unbelievable.
Well, I hope he's unbelievable for for Cakes' cryptocurrency.
That was like his third school because he didn't start at JMU.
What is Texas State's mascot?
They're the Bobcats, I believe. I think that's right. Is that right, Drab?
Valdez. You want to give a little shout out, pour some out for your offensive line coach who passed away? It's a horrible story,
that was a terrible story.
No, it was very undersold how sick he was.
Yeah, what was his deal? Can you give us a little background? How long had he been there?
Been there a long time.
So,
part of the organization,
a
while.
Member of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Bugle passed.
Yeah, and he was hospitalized, and everyone thought he's just was sick, and then all of a sudden, boom, just died
Did
overnight.
They say what it was?
I don't think they said yet.
But I assume it's some cancer or something.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very sudden.
And so, the real mourning going on for fans, right? Because they definitely knew who he was.
Definitely,
he was a recognizable guy.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's terrible to see that. Yeah. So who's going to, they haven't announced a replacement, right?
I don't think
right?
they announced a replacement.
It's probably not cool probably, to do that right away.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll work
Give
itself out.
Give it some
out.
Time.
Right.
You going to volunteer as bouncer for his viewing?
Yeah, I would. A lot of camo, a lot of purple camo.
Oh, yeah. You can't let them in.
Could you let them in, though, if you had a purple tie and all that? I mean,
maybe purple tie would be allowed, but no camo pants,
I would think
or jerseys.
That might be appropriate in that instance. No. I mean, who knows?
Cakes, in this league that you're drafting, it's a 14-team league.
Ooh, that's a big one. Okay.
It's a big one.
All right.
PPR, I was thinking, passing touchdowns
Full
are worth...
Full-point PPR?
Yes, passing touchdowns are worth 7 points.
That's spicy.
So just keep that in mind.
All right. It overvalues quarterbacks
half a point
bit.
For completions.
I'm not going to worry about that so much. Like,
all right, I'm just saying, I'm just giving it to you. Rushing touchdowns, also 7 points.
What about receiving touchdowns?
7 points. So they just
all touchdowns, right. 7 points.
All touchdowns, 7 points.
All right.
So, yeah, your quarterbacks get a little more value.
So just keep that in mind.
Because most leagues knock them down to four, right?
It's not a super flex league.
I'm going to pre-guarantee you a silly team. I'm giving you a pre-guarantee.
Got to see where I'm drafting.
What would you guys do? They were discussing this on the game last night. If you were in New England's situation at quarterback, would you, and Collinsworth was talking about it. He was trying to tell Mayo that if you start May and he struggles, what are you going to pull him? That's going to look weird.
He was like, if you start off 1-4.
Yeah, he was trying to say start Brissett and just give May more time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then
the problem is Brissett little ouchy on the shoulder.
Yeah, they say this morning he's good.
I think he made a pass after he got hurt, though. Remember the long pass down the sideline?
He's like, yes. He's like, oh.
Yeah, it was after, but I think he got hit the play before he threw the deep shot.
Yeah but let's that take that out of the
I think
the
KJ
equation.
Henry hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the KJ Henry
side. So, like, if it was a regular season game, he kept playing in this game.
Yeah. But
well, they said he could continue.
Yeah,
but.
Let's assume he's fine. Where would you lean? I thought May was impressive at times. His running was impressive. He made a couple throws on a run. They took back one.
That first drive.
I play him. I play him from day one. That team is going nowhere.
Eric, the first drive was awesome. The offensive line's a little dicey, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you know me. I'm going to throw him to the Wolves guy.
I would play him day one.
Sink or swim.
He impressed me. I'm telling you, I maintain, and so far, all the young quarterbacks have had a pretty good preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hold on. You were questioning him. I've been on Drake May.
You're the Drake May guy.
You give me props for that.
You can have all the props you want on Drake May.
If he hits, then
no,
it's
I told
me.
You. Yeah, I thought
because I had him number one on the board.
Okay, the larger point is, right. I'm rooting for him. I think most of these quarterbacks are going to hit. I think they're all pretty good.
So they've got the Bengals in week one. That's a home game.
Yeah,
that's a tough game against the Bengals.
That's an L.
Then they go to Seattle.
That's an L.
Then they've got the Jets. At home.
0-3.
Probably.
49ers in week four.
That's a brutal opening stretch.
Dude. And then the Dolphins in week five.
This is what we do for our survivor pool. You just, whoever the Pats are playing.
Fade the Patriots.
You just fade them.
I mean, they got a tough schedule.
I don't see a win on there through the first 5 or 6 weeks.
Who's that kid? Polk?
Yes.
Jalen Polk.
Jalen Polk.
I mean, he had a nice pass to Polk,
yep.
But they don't have great weapons at all.
They do not.
Well, of course, I don't know that Washington has greater weapons. McLaurin. It's proven.
I think they're going to start Brissett for the first month. They'll be 0-4, maybe 1-3, and then they'll pull it and go, all right, here's our future. Let's go to May. I think that's what they'll do. He looked really good in that first drive.
And was it later in the drive when he had the touchdown pass that was called back, or was that the first drive? It was later. It was like a nice throw.
That guy was wide open.
He was wide open,
but he was rolling left and threw it deep.
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty comfortable in the pocket. You know, he was stepping up to avoid that left rush.
I think I might lean towards starting May if I was him.
And you're usually a proponent of sit him for a year.
Well, everyone else is. And, you know, I just know what you're going to get with Brissett. Brissett is just, you know, whatever. He's just a whatever, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's just a modest, capable quarterback. You know, let's maybe, if all the other young guys are playing and he's up to speed.
It sounds like Mayo's going to go with Brissett. I'm trying to find the article. I saw something where he said something like he could have kept playing Brissett, but we went with the second best quarterback. Or said something about May being the second best quarterback. Mm-hmm. People are reading between the lines.
So are they going to start cutting guys? Teams will start cutting guys today.
Yeah. There's already been a bunch of cuts.
There has been. Okay. I haven't been paying attention. Washington hasn't yet, though, right? They have to be done by tomorrow, but I assume by today, especially.
The only guys Washington's cut are Riley Patterson, J.C. Hassenauer, Bo Bauer, and Ben Nicholl.
Those were all done last week.
That's all right.
So
they haven't made cuts since last night.
They haven't made cuts since then.
No.
And so I'm assuming some of the guys at the back end that just were never in the hunt, they'll be released first.
Mm-hmm.
The tougher decisions later, but maybe I'm wrong.
What if they cut Mariota? What's his? Does he have like guaranteed money?
The thing is,
Jeff Driscoll's athletic.
Driscoll's been
terrible.
Good. I would not hate it, and I had even heard somebody tell me that they had been underwhelmed privately with Mariota,
mm-hmm.
But I also hear they keep glowing about the room and how good
he's a veteran.
Been. And you know what you get.
He might be good for Daniels. Who knows?
No, I'll tell you this. When I was hyping up Driscoll yesterday, because I keep saying every preseason game he's played well, there's no love in the fan base that I saw for Mariota.
Mariota got 5.4 guaranteed. On a $6 million deal. So he got basically all the money
unlikely
guaranteed.
To cut him. Yeah. Unlikely.
He's their number two.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the fan base, they're like, they don't care. They have no affinity for him.
You never know what the coaches are thinking in terms of how many like wide receivers they keep, tight ends. Mm-hmm. I'm Cole Turner. I'm definitely nervous.
Cole Turner's going to have a rough day.
You're sweating.
The next 24 hours, 48 hours,
you're
be tough
sweating
for Cole.
It as much as EB is sweating it for his guy, Jamin Davis, to escape that.
I'm not sweating that. I'm willing to guarantee he's on the roster.
I think he stays.
Likely guarantee? Safe.
Yeah, I know. You want some sort of odds? Why don't we just make a bet? Let's just make a bet. You
guarantee
think they're going to cut him?
He's on the roster?
Yeah, the start. Listen. Maybe they do some shenanigans, which I don't think they will because he's too much of an athlete. But he will be there week one. And he will be suited up.
Man, I just like the action. I'll take $3.
Have you been paying attention? You've been at the beach and playing cards.
I've been paying attention.
All right.
I've been seeing what's happening.
Okay.
And again, I like gambling.
All right.
I like having bets.
You're as confident as $3, though? That's
my level of confidence, yes.
All right.
You're in?
I mean, he's 100%. Not at the top of the depth chart. He's in the back of it.
They're looking for pastors. I'm telling you, he's an elite athlete. They're trying to see what they can get from him. That's why I also think I'm almost willing. I'll bet you one. I'm not super confident. And a dollar these days is literally worth nothing. But I'll bet you a dollar that when it's all said and done.
Minimum bet's $2. That's been established now.
He's not willing to go to two. Just go to two.
Yeah, don't be such
all right,
a miser.
When it's all said and done. Martavis Bryant
makes the team.
Will be either on a practice squad or on the team.
I wouldn't take that bet. I feel like he has a good shot at making it.
Touchdown catch based and on drew two interferences.
Just because I think they like the fact that he has size.
Yeah,
and he watched him last year, liked him. I've heard him talk about him. He likes him. They like the story. He's a competitor.
Will there be a surprise cut, though? Like a surprise?
Yes, 100%. I don't know who, but I mean, maybe like a... Mathis.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Well, okay.
Just because he hadn't done anything and he's part of Ron. Ron drafted him.
I think the surprise already happened. It was Jahan Dotson being traded.
That was a big one.
I mean, just going into training camp, none of us would have imagined.
There's definitely going to be a surprise. I actually wonder about Crowder's status, to be honest with you. It's not like Jameis, has been here for 10 years. Like, he's been on an odyssey sort of since he left. And he came in halfway last year. I thought he did great. I'd love to see him, but I don't think they featured him once returning kicks. Like, they haven't even. They're doing everything in their power to show they have others that can do his job. It doesn't bode well.
They're saving him for the regular season.
Beyond the top four receivers, and we went through it, their top four right now seem like locks, right? McLaurin, De'Ami Brown. Oz, Zacchaeus, and then Luke McCaffrey.
I'll bet
they drafted.
10-1.
Everybody else to me.
10-1 starting with $10. Those four are locks.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, you said they seem like.
They're on the team.
Yeah.
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 That's a gimmick.
I think the rest of the names that have WR attached to it, Kaz Allen, throw them all in a bag. You could pull out any name, might make the team, or any name might be cut.
I think Mitchell Tinsley will be cut. Maybe they'll re-sign him as a practice squad guy, but I think he's going to have a rough 24, 48 hours.
Coming up next, it's EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Is it time now for EB's entertainment page to regale us with EP stories?
I believe it's driven by BMW Fairfax.
Pretty sure it's sponsored.
All right, Cakes. Yep, you know him, you love him. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. It's 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. They've got military discounts, discounts on electric vehicles, all that great stuff. Just go to BMWFairfax.com, and when you get to the lot, make sure you mention your boy, EB. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I should mention, at 9:45, give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Jason Aldean.
Ah, very good.
At Jiffy Lube Live.
All right, boys. Let me see here. Deadpool and Wolverine Cakes, $18.3 million. What is the movie that that Kevin gave 5 stars to?
I don't know.
Darling, stare at the darling. What was it?
Ron Darling?
Strange Darling?
I don't see that. It's not even in the top 10.
Isn't that what he gave a 5 to?
Maybe so. Alien Romulus did 16.2.
Isn't that what Andre just called about Strange Darling?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. When Kevin comes on, literally my brain freezes.
Although I got
over
a little bit jacked for it because it,
he gave it a 5.
The plot looked, sounded good, and then Andre calls and says it sucked. So now I'm not gonna go see it.
I think it was a limited release, only a couple theaters. For
okay,
now.
That makes sense. It ends with us at $11.9 million. Blink Twice, $7.3 million, and The Forge, $6.6 million. So kind of a weekend at the box office.
The movie's called Strange Darling, and it's getting 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was at 100 last Friday.
It's
going
down. Do with the serial killer. That's usually up your alley. I think it might be a fake serial killer. I forget.
Curtis Strange Darling.
Yes.
So, golf dorks.
I tell you, it was not a weekend. Sydney Sweeney's weekend Cakes.
More thirst trap pictures.
More thirst trap pictures and video. In one video, she's applying makeup. She's floating around on a boat, showing off her ass.
Just remember that Drab was first to the Sydney Sweeney party.
He was.
That he claims he. I thought I was first because I saw her in White Lotus. Drab.
Is he a Euphoria guy?
Drab apparently was there first.
Cakes and those cheeks pics from 2 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure that's Loon Lake.
Loon Lake? Were you vacationing?
Yes. I mean, she's from Spokane. Ah, looks just like it.
Very good.
What is the lake in Friday the 13th?
Let's JP, come on. That's the lowest hanging fruit of all time. You think I don't know Camp Crystal Lake? How dare you even ask me that on these airwaves?
I'm tossing up softballs.
Well, yeah, it is a softball. Why don't you just ask me where the movie Halloween takes place? Haddonfield, Illinois. Jeez. Disrespect level here is unbelievable.
So I don't know if you guys, who do you guys tend to follow? None of you guys really use Instagram. I know I just speak to Drab and Valdez. Do you guys follow just like celebrities or do you just follow friends on Instagram? What do you follow? I follow a mix.
Mostly friends. I follow zero celebrities.
I don't think I follow any celebrities.
Friends?
You don't follow any?
I don't even know if
Shaq
I follow anybody.
Shaq is like funny. So like I follow Shaq. You know what I mean? I don't know. I follow some celebs.
Golf instruction.
I got a million of those.
Golf thirst traps.
A lot of how-to stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you follow like the Costco stuff?
The Costco guys?
Not the Costco guys, but there's a million Costco accounts where guys week there's 10 hot deals at Costco.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
Not that guy.
No.
They are the worst. They're the worst thing to happen to American pop culture in the past decade.
But you know,
in my opinion.
I only follow people I know. 147.
Really?
Yeah.
You're boring.
How many do you? What do you got? Thousands?
No, but that's a great question. Let me see here. But I always look at all my reels, which is not who you follow. Maybe I probably don't even follow that much, actually. Let me see. How do I figure that out on their profile?
It says following.
The song stinks on ice.
I'm following
so
588. Is that a lot? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Reasonable amount, I guess.
You're cliche.
Valdez, you mentioned golf instruction. So I play with my buddy. I won't say his name. But
still waiting for that guy to return your message that you sent him your swing.
Oh, the perpetual swing guy. Yeah, yeah. He won't rate my swing.
Respond to you.
But eventually, I think he will.
But I played with some buddies yesterday, and one of them in particular, he rarely plays. And it's not like I'm a 10 handicap. I'm begging him to come to my home studio. I can fix him. He's got a classic over the top move. And I said, dude, I can fix you. In fact, I'm bitter that, because he has a brother, or not a brother, yeah, brother-in-law, who's like a long drive champ. I'm like, I'm bitter at your brother-in-law that he hasn't fixed you. It's such a simple fix. So anyway, I'm psyched to do it. I think Wednesday is going to be my first official golf lesson. Freebie.
You're going to give him a lesson.
You can't charge anybody. You're not a professional.
No, I'm going to fix him. And he's got a really good short game. And once I fix him, he's going to be off and running. He is.
What drills do you have lined up?
I already know my training aids. I already know. I mean, they're basic drills. He's just got a classic over the top move. I'm going to fix it. I can fix it in 5 minutes, like Hank Haney, one swing slice fix. I'm going to fix
that.
You
got the answers.
I'm telling you, I know where he needs to be. This is suicide. Got to be here. I can fix him. Anyway. All right, so Sydney Sweeney did that. Jason, we talked about it last week on Friday, and it looks like, again, Liam and Noel Gallagher and Oasis are going to return. Are you going to go if they come in your area?
I mean, if they come to Ashburn, yeah.
That's only Ashburn.
You wouldn't go
I'd come to see them down here in D.C.
Yeah, you'd go to Capital One.
But I'm not going to Philly or New York
or
Richmond or, Charlotte. They're not going to come here.
Speaking of music, Justin Bieber cakes. Has the Biebs? I feel like the Biebs is laying low. Look, he hasn't put out any
Has he had health
sillies.
Issues?
That's true. He did. Yeah.
What is his health issue?
He had a complication.
Something Bell's palsy or
something similar.
It's similar to Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy goes away quickly. It's something different, which can be linger.
Who's the guy that you brought up 30 years ago that Bell's palsy a golfer? Was it Tim Lumpy Aaron?
No.
Why is that popping into my head?
Hold on. What's the dude's
name? I feel like he did a Donkey of the Week or something on this guy.
Oh, he had like when it was the Kemper Open, like he was like suffering from it. What was his name?
Was it Doug?
No. Oh, no. This is the name I usually can pull.
It was D-A Wybring. D-A.
I think you're right.
That's who it was.
Wybring with W. Yeah, dude, Wybring.
My brain is so silly. 30-year-old reference.
Golf residue in there.
D-A Wybring. I think he played the Kemper. He had the hurting Bell palsy.
I thought it was somebody else, but that I'm sure
I told you
right.
My brother had Bell's palsy for my sister's wedding. And all the pictures, he's smiling like this.
Hold on. It just comes and goes. Like how
it's
does
a
it
virus.
Work?
Yeah, it's like a virus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're not plagued. You're not forever the rest of your life hurting like that.
Your face is hurting.
It's just like a virus or whatever. And
so all the wedding pictures.
All the wedding pictures. He's going. You can't get the thing to smile.
You're joking.
Listen, we were all joning on.
Yeah.
We're like, you look ridiculous.
Well, that's why you just
he did the best he could.
Yeah,
but it can take a while.
Got smashing the face with the cake,
and then.
So what is the we got sidetracked? What is the current Bieber story?
Oh, sorry,
he never actually did the story.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares.
I think
about
he's having
story.
A kid
Bieber
or something.
Had a baby.
There you go.
Well, his wife did.
Yeah.
Haley gave birth. She barely looked pregnant too. She's
Haley
one of those
Baldwin,
chicks that
right?
She barely looked pregnant. Do you know the name of the new
I want to know the
is
name.
Is it a normal name or is it a wacky name?
One of each.
Are they twins?
No.
No, one of each weird names.
One name is normal, one name is weird.
Boy or girl?
Boy. I actually like the first name.
The first name is Fire.
No. The first name is Jack.
Okay.
I think that's a strong male. Testosterone. I like that. That's a great name. Jack. That's a great name.
Why do you name any of your kids Jack?
Sometimes a nickname for John. Jack.
Jack is just, I considered it.
Jack Bieber, JB.
I told you why I named my son Steven, right? Do you know why I named my son Steven? I've told the story before, but you guys don't listen to each other.
Remember.
No one cares about each other.
Steven is my name.
Well, I thought you named him Steven I thought you named him Stevie because you love Stevie Francis.
No. No. Because, well, first of all, my wife and I, when we were
you
younger.
You call him Stevie or Steven?
Both.
Yeah. All right.
When we were younger.
You definitely don't call him Steve.
No. See, I banned
him. Calls him Stevie.
Coach Wilkes was calling him Steve when I first met him. I said, yeah. Coach, listen, I'm not telling you how to coach. We don't call him Steve. Yeah. And from then on out, he called him Stevie or Steve, whatever. But, so there was a little kid that we liked that we thought was cute. Was Steve. But the real reason why we named him Steven, if you look it up, it's like some Greek thing for athletic prowess or something. And I said, well, of course, my kids are all going to be great athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Steven it is. It's like an athletic crown.
Ah, okay.
I was a seer. I knew. Jack Blues
Traveler
Bieber.
Blues is his
middle name. I told you. One good one, one wacky.
Jack Blues Bieber? JBB?
All I can think of is Blues Clues.
Blues Traveler, like Jason said.
Blues Clues bigger, greater than for me, just because I watched a lot of Blues Clues.
I saw plenty of Blues Clues.
So I love the name Jack. Hate the name Blues. Bieber, I mean, the Biebs. That's a great last name.
Blues, a bad name, and just behind jazz as far as bad music, in my opinion.
Blues?
Not a big blues guy.
Yeah, I might be with
you. Don't like the St. Louis Blues either. Not a big
still,
fan.
Real quick, there's still some more Ben Affleck stuff. They're saying his erratic behavior and giant mood swings were factors in the J-Lo divorce. Who do you believe was a bigger pain in the ass? Ben Affleck or J-Lo?
J-Lo. That's not even close.
I'm starting to swing a little bit.
I'm starting to swing towards
Ben. It's probably 50-50. They're probably both just morons.
I think he's got a new girl.
I think he's smart. I'm saying
he's a smart guy, but he's probably just impossible to get along with.
He seems very moody.
He's very moody. I'm with you. They're now saying
not necessarily needy. I said moody. Like he could be probably by himself.
I say he is a big, dark guy. Like he's really dark.
The back tattoo says it all.
The back tattoo.
EB had a horrible back tattoo.
Brutal.
It didn't. He had. He has.
Yes. Right. He'll always have.
But they don't know the real world. They probably don't know how to get along with anybody. Really.
I feel like he could get along with people better than she.
Well, maybe if you're gambling, if you're playing poker and boozing,
she's way too effective.
Probably, yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, he just wants to go to Starbucks or whatever it is.
Doesn't want to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, okay, but then
he just wants to go to Dunkin'.
He's a Dunkin'
guy. Play cards.
Well, then why did he agree to marry her? He knew the lifestyle.
He's like the hey silly.
Have you seen the pictures of his new girl? So supposedly he's dating.
That's what I was going to do.
Kit Kennedy. She looks just like Jen Garner.
Yeah, RFK Jr.'s daughter.
She looks just like Jen Garner.
She's 36. He's 52. He's probably smashing already. Would you be
probably?
Surprised?
Of course. What are you talking about?
He's probably been doing it for a year.
All right.
But what does the ex-wife think when you hook up with basically a lookalike?
I don't know. All right. So Valdez is doing the break pencil thing. We can't track down Nikki, huh? Can we maybe she give us a make good tomorrow?
She's coming out tomorrow at 8.
All right. We do have some Jason Aldean tickets on the line. We'll do that next here on the Junkies. All right, going to play the very popular Caller 10 game. We said coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. Just be caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Jason Aldean Highway Desperado Tour 2024. It's coming up Friday, August 30th at Chiffy Lube Live.
Tickets
on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Cowboy Todd looks a lot like Jason Aldean. Like, he's a poor man's Jason. I think if you did a side-by-side for those two, they look pretty similar. Now, one has way more talent than the other, obviously. Hmm. Love Cowboy Todd.
Yeah, they do look alike.
I think they look shockingly alike.
I would agree with that.
Doppelgangers.
Hmm. Well, I think Cowboy's a little chubbier, isn't he?
I don't know.
No, I'm looking at these pictures of Jason Aldean's. Doesn't look like he's thin.
He's not thin, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do look alike.
Yeah,
they do.
Maybe he could do a Jason Aldean
his net worth.
like celebrity impression.
I mean, I think you're besmirching Cowboy Todd when you say that Jason Aldean's more talented. Do you think Jason Aldean is as good
at frisbee?
frisbee golf.
Not frisbee golf, JP. It's disc golf.
Yeah.
It's disc golf. Okay, don't disrespect it.
Well, isn't he like nationally ranked?
I don't know about nationally. I know every once in a while he'll say, I'm the third ranked player.
He might be ranked in Winchester.
It's my Cowboy Todd impression. Right. I hope it was close.
Man, I can't believe there's this park that my wife and I bring the dog to sometimes, and there's a disc golf course there.
Yeah.
I can't believe on weekends how many people go to those things.
It's popular.
Hey, I gotta imagine. Man. I never played it.
They bring like this big bag. Oh, yeah. Like they're all prepared
they have
for
to have
it.
Their proper discs.
Yeah.
I have questions. Listen, I have no interest in playing. I think it's for people that are terrible and everything else. But I just do. I would imagine you lose your disc a lot because you're in the effing woods, right?
Not if they're silly at it, you don't lose your disc.
Most people aren't silly. Most people are just like golfers.
If you have your own bag and your own discs to show up to play disc golf, I'm going to assume you're kind of silly.
Yeah, but throwing a frisbee is not the most exact science in the world, especially when these guys are throwing them hundreds of yards.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never played.
I'm sure some people probably do, but
I bet you lose your disc.
I don't know.
Like losing a golf ball.
Well, I mean, a disc is much easier to find than a golf ball, I would think.
It
is. A disc is like this big.
Do people lose their disc?
You do lose it, but you're not throwing it. It's not going as far either. So, I mean, you could see much easier.
My impression is when I watch some of these viral videos of someone with a hole in one from a million miles away.
Yeah, but again, those are pros.
Very far.
I've lost it before.
Yeah. And then are you doomed or you have another one with you?
No, you got a whole set.
You got a backup.
You got like three drivers, three whatever they
what
call
are
wedges.
They, different weights? Like, how does that work?
Weights or shapes.
The size?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
When have you played?
With Cowboy.
Probably. No, I played with Cowboy before. Duke's played. I played recreationally probably like 10 times in my life. Bobby Shambles,
there's an air of joning about it, but I guess I'm going to guess if we played it, probably fun. Probably kind of fun.
I don't think so. I get bored after one hole.
Maybe.
Is that even what you call it? A hole? You don't call it a hole.
No, it's a hole.
It? Is it a hole?
I would think, right? You have to throw it into the chains.
What I have never seen played, but I've seen on a golf course, I can't remember which golf course it is, one of the Montgomery County courses, has foot golf. Have you ever seen somebody out there with a soccer ball?
No, that's humiliating.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it played in the wild.
I've seen it. That's basically when your golf course has no traffic.
Yeah.
You're on the brink of bankruptcy. I mean,
one step away from insolvency.
Yeah. Dude, I drove by Lake Arbor the other day. I still do it every once in a while. It breaks my heart.
Hold on. It's not still a golf course, is it?
No, but it's grown out. I drive by and I go, houses. Oh, that used to be number four. That used to be. I have so many memories, and it's just
Lake
weeds.
Arbor.
I honestly, there's a part of me that thought maybe I can buy the land. Maybe
what
I can.
Land baron?
No. I would.
$1 at a time.
Whatever. I get a business loan. Whatever. Why can't I bring Lake Arbor back? The community would love me. I'd be a hero.
I bet you.
No.
I love that.
Move would have been to buy it and sell it to a builder. That's what been, that would have been the financial move.
I'm not
move.
Trying to get rich.
You would have made no money.
It's a passion project.
Lake Arbor.
Passion project. Yeah.
Hey, I would be so psyched to see you design a golf course.
No, I wouldn't design it. I'd put the whole thing back.
He would hire people to do that.
Oh, you just replicate it?
Yeah, replicate it. Maybe in length it a little bit.
Restore it to its old glory.
I'd restore it to its original glory.
I can't remember one hole at that course.
Oh, I remember.
I remember every hole.
I remember one had a
EB
house.
EB dragged me out a couple times. I think it's the only time
I
played.
Every hole. That's where I'm like Valdez. Like that's like your home courses. Right. I remember every hole. I'm gonna restore it to its greatness.
is Lake Arbor the one that had the tunnel that Cakes like pummeled?
He also had. It's also the one on number 10.
Yeah,
where Cakes went jumping off the cart for like an orange golf ball.
I did.
And the cart, we abandoned the cart and diving for a free ball, and his dad got so bitter.
He got so wrecked. I almost broke my own leg doing it.
Yeah.
The golf cart almost ran
over. And I
over.
Think we hit his brother Mark one time because he was walking way in front of us.
Yeah,
on the
I think
drive.
I was there. Yeah. I saw that one.
Hey, you know,
bunch of donks.
Great memories.
All right, got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan. All right, going to play the very popular Caller 10 game. We said coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. Just be caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Jason Aldean Highway Desperado Tour 2024. It's coming up.
Friday, August 30th at Chiffy Lube Live. Tickets
this
on
weekend.
Sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Cowboy Todd looks a lot like Jason Aldean. Like, he's a poor man.
Does he?
Jason. I think if you did a side-by-side for those two, they look pretty similar. Now, one has way more talent than the other, obviously. Hmm. Love Cowboy Todd.
Yeah, they do look alike.
I think they look shockingly alike.
I would agree with that.
Doppelgangers.
Well, I think Cowboy's a little chubbier, isn't he?
I don't know.
No, I'm looking at these pictures of Jason Aldean. Doesn't look like he's thin.
He's not thin, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do look alike.
Yeah,
they do.
Maybe he could do a Jason Aldean
his net worth.
celebrity impression.
I think you're besmirching Cowboy Todd when you say that Jason Aldean's more talented. Do you think Jason Aldean is as good
at frisbee golf?
Not frisbee golf, JP. It's disc golf.
Yeah.
It's disc golf, okay? Don't disrespect it.
Well, isn't he like nationally ranked?
I don't know about nationally. I know every once in a while he'll say, I'm the third ranked player.
He might be ranked in Winchester.
That's my Cowboy Todd impression. Right. I hope it was close.
Man, I can't believe there's this park that my wife and I bring the dog to sometimes, and there's a disc golf course there.
Yeah.
I can't believe on weekends how many people go to those things.
It's popular.
Hey, I got to imagine. Man. I never played it.
And they bring like this big bag. Oh, yeah. Like they're all prepared
they have
for
to have
it.
Their proper discs.
Yeah.
I have questions. Listen, I have no interest in playing. I think it's for people that are terrible and everything else. But I just do. I would imagine you lose your disc a lot because you're in the effing woods, right?
Not if they're silly at it. You don't lose your disc.
Most people aren't silly. Most people are just like golfers.
If you have your own bag and your own discs to show up to play disc golf, I'm going to assume you're kind of silly.
Yeah, but throwing a frisbee is not the most exact science in the world, especially when these guys are throwing them hundreds of yards.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never played.
I'm sure some people probably do, but
I bet you lose your disc.
I don't know.
Like losing a golf ball.
Well, I mean, a disc is much easier to find than a golf ball, I would think.
It is.
A disc is like this big.
Do people lose their disc?
You do lose it, but you're not throwing it. It's not going as far either. So, I mean, you could see much easier.
My impression is when I watch some of these viral videos of someone with a hole in one from a million miles away.
Yeah, but again, those are pros.
Very far.
I've lost it before.
Yeah. And then are you doomed or you have another one with you?
No, you got a whole set.
Yeah, you got a backup.
You got like three drivers, three whatever they
what
call
are
wedges.
They, different weights? Like, how does that work?
Weights or shapes.
The size?
I don't know. Yeah.
When have you played?
With Cowboy.
I played with Cowboy before. Duke's played. I played recreationally probably like 10 times in my life. Bobby Shambles,
there's an air of joning about it, but I guess I'm going to guess if we played it, probably fun. Probably kind of fun.
I don't think so. I get bored after one hole.
Maybe.
Is that even what you call it? A hole? You don't call it a hole.
No, it's a hole.
Is it a hole?
I would think, right? You have to throw it into the chains.
What I have never seen played, but I've seen on a golf course, I can't remember which golf course it is, one of the Montgomery County courses, has foot golf. Have you ever seen somebody out there with a soccer ball?
No, that's humiliating.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it played in the wild.
I've seen it. Like that's basically when your golf course has no traffic.
Yeah.
You're on the brink of bankruptcy. I mean,
it's one step away from insolvency.
Yeah. Dude, I drove by Lake Arbor the other day. I still do it every once in a while. It breaks my heart.
Hold on, it's not still a golf course, is it?
No, but it's grown out. I drive by and I go, that used to be number four. That used to be number. I have so many memories, and it's just
Lake
weeds.
Arbor.
I honestly, there's a part of me that thought, maybe I can buy the land. Maybe I can.
Guy begs for Venmo contributions $1 at a time.
Whatever. I get a business loan. Whatever. Why can't I bring Lake Arbor back? The community would love me. I'd be a hero.
I love that financial move would have been to buy it and sell it to a builder. That would have been the financial move.
I'm not trying
move.
To get
you would have made no
off
money.
It.
If
it's a passion project.
Lake Arbor.
Passion project. Yeah.
Hey, I would be so psyched to see you design a golf course.
No, I wouldn't design it. I'd put it the whole thing.
He would hire
back.
People to do that.
Oh, you just replicate it?
Yeah, replicate it. Maybe lengthen it a little bit.
Restore it to its old glory.
I'd restore it to its original glory.
I can't remember one hole at that course.
Oh, I remember a lot.
I remember every hole.
I remember one had a
EB
house.
EB dragged me out a couple times. I think it's the only time I played.
I remember every hole. That's where I'm like Valdez. Like, that's, you know, like your home courses. Right. I remember every hole. I'm going to restore it to its greatness.
Is Lake Arbor the one that had the tunnel that yes. Cakes like pummeled?
He also had, it's also the one on number 10.
Yeah.
Where Cakes went jumping off the cart for like an orange golf ball.
I did.
And the cart, we abandoned the cart and diving for a free ball, and his dad got so bitter.
He got so wrecked. I almost broke my own leg doing it. Yeah. The golf cart almost ran
me
over.
And I think we hit his brother Mark one time because he was walking away in front of us. Yeah,
I think
drive.
I was there. Yeah. I saw that one. Hey, you
know, bunch of donks.
Great memories.
All right, got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.